Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Hi, folks. You want to save some money using promo code THELASTDROP? Of course you do. So head over to manscaped.com. Manscaped Performance Package is the best men's hygiene bundle you could ever receive. First off, you get the Weed Whacker, which is the electric nose and ear hair trimmer. I absolutely love this thing and have been using it regularly since I received the 4.0 Performance Package. But that's not all. You also get a pair of underwear that are just oh so comfortable, and I would know because I'm wearing them as we speak. You also receive the ball deodorant, which protects your family jewels from smelling like holiday drools. You also get the ball toner, which is a quick pick-me-up for whenever you want to introduce some style to your balls, and it's good for you when you're on the road. And last but not least, you receive the Lawnmower 4.0. This beauty is the personification of keeping your balls trimmed to perfection. It's cordless, it's waterproof, it comes with a 4000K LED spotlight to make sure you don't miss an inch of hair on those balls. This bad boy has specifically engineered ceramic blades to help cut through thick hair while reducing pulling, nicks, or cuts. Trust me on this, your balls will thank you. And that's not all. When you go to checkout, you can use promo code THELASTDROP, THELASTDROP, to receive 20% off. That's The Last Drop, THELASTDROP, at manscaped.com. As we always say, don't stop, keep pouring. Well, we're now also saying, don't stop, keep shaving, because your balls will thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the world, on this hot-ass day in Southern California, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. I am your godfather of whiskey. I am JB. The red roses are blooming and settling out after Hurricane Hillary passed by, and now we're in, I was going to say hell with the devil, but I think he has his own land to resume and live through, whatever. I don't know what the fuck this is, but it is hot as ball. It is hotter than the devil's dick right now, okay? But running solo today. Cody went to go have a nice little brunch with the family, the fam bam. I guess I'm not family. I didn't get the invite to this brunch. I remember his mother said she loved me. She said I was like the son she always wanted. I guess she didn't mean it. Either way, though, I'm here, though. And I'm here, and I decided to do something differently. I was going to continue on with Bruno Mars's Selva Ray lineup this month. I don't even remember what the second run. Wait, hold on. I did do two runs. I did the last drop. So, yeah, that was kind of a out of the hat blue pour. I mean, I was planning on doing it, but then I was thinking of like, I should do all Bruno Mars Selva Ray rum because I got all four bottles of them. And then I was going to wrap the episode that The Last Drop with, that was going to be this week, which I was going to wrap up with the, I think it's called the Special Reserve. That's the one that comes in a nice box set for like, now I've seen they charge like $200 for it. But obviously that got changed around and I've just been kind of going off the whim and being kind of somewhat spontaneous. Didn't realize I had so much rum in the house. 4, 5, 6. I at least got about 10 bottles of rum in the house that I didn't even know about. I knew I had the last drop. Obviously, I knew I had the Traveler's rum. I tend to forget about the Bruno Mars bottles. Although they are very pretty. They remind me of the Cinco tequila bottles and the Don Julio's and stuff like that. They're the really nice long stem ones. So, not to leave him out, I did do something. It is hot as shit, like I said, so I decided to make cocktails, and I'm looking at them. I made two of them. I only made one originally, and then I went like, nah, that's boring, let's make more. So I made a different one, and I just came up with the name right away, because they're sitting right next to each other. I'm calling it Ebony and Ivory. Because one is white as shit. I mean, it is clear than God's dick, I guess. I already said the devil's dick, so I might as well go with God's dick. And this one is brown as hell. Now, it would be funny to call this, I was going to go with like something like dark this or dark that and call that one like the white
whatever. But this one really isn't that dark necessarily. It's kind of like a mocha brown color. And people are probably wondering, why the fuck is it that color? And I'll explain that for a little bit when I get into it. I haven't even sipped that one to see if it's okay or not. I was just in the kitchen, honestly, just experimenting. I was just playing around. I was cleaning out the fridge a little bit, and I made my little cocktail shelf that I have, like, all my lime juices, my lemon juices, my bitters, my simple syrups, my little cherries on the thing, and then some cut-up limes in a little container. So I was just basically cleaning the fridge out, and then I just went, like, I should make a cocktail. And it's hot as hell, and I need something refreshing. And you know what's the most classic cocktail? Well, I wouldn't even say cocktail, but the classic drink of something to drink on this merit, and especially come from rum, is a daiquiri. And I fucking hate daiquiris. So I decided to make one. And I know you're probably sitting there going, like, why would you make something you hate? I said, maybe only because I shouldn't say I fucking hate daiquiris. I haven't had a daiquiri in God knows how long. I remember, they're like everyone's first choice of drink because everyone's mother, only if you're a minority, by the way, your mother's always drinking them, and they're kind of just around, and then you open one up and you just go like, eh, sugar water with a lot of syrup in it. So you're just like, So I've only had them pre-made. This is the first time I've ever attempted to make one, or even at a bar seen one being made, because they're really not that many ingredients at all. It's simple syrup, lime juice, and a light rum, a very light rum. Which explains why this one is dark, because I used a very, very high proof rum. And I used some other ingredients as well, too. But on the daiquiri side here, or ebony, or no, it's ivory. On ivory side, I decided to make these because I feel like they would be, like, you know, refreshing. And it's hot as hell, so that's why I made them. And the number one ingredient you get out of this, and it should be the only one ingredient you get out of this, lime juice. You can straight up just smell the lime juice out of this. And then it's very, like, spritzy, like seltzery type thing. And I'm sniffing this, and I'm like, it doesn't smell bad. It smells like a alcoholic version of Sprite, if you will. And then I sip this thing. And I go, God damn, this is boring as shit. This is the most boring fucking drink I think I've sipped all year long. I didn't say bad. I said boring. Because the worst drink I've had was that damn Meyer, what was it called again? Okay, I just want to give a review of that real quick. That tastes like shit. I'm giving that a 21-21. I mean, that is horrible. What was that called again? Eldorado. Eldorado 15. So me and Cody, we had that at a bar that Cody wanted to go to. I'm just going to put the blame on him. I guess we were just having such a good time. He wanted to keep it going, but he should have just ended it right there and there or whatever. That's probably why I don't go out that much no more. And the only thing that was open in this area was a dive bar. And not to shit on dive bars, because dive bars are amazing, look, especially in Long Beach over here. We have some great dive bars. In this particular area, which was L.A., not so much. The dive bar is shit. And we had a tequila, because I said, oh, we got hats of those. Let's get that tequila. He was like, yeah, on me, man. Let's do it or whatever. I was like, yeah, well, I turned out a free drink. Yeah, that tastes like shit. All right, yeah, it was horrible. It was pretty bad. It would get a fucking for me. And then I just said, let's try some rum. Where the tiki? Somewhat of a tiki bar. Let's not go full on tiki bar. And she said, what do you want, the 12 or the 15-year-old? And I just said, well, I mean, I have experience with 15-year-old whiskey, and I think it's not all that great, but there's some little gems out there, so let's go 15-year-old rum. This tastes horrible. The moment I sipped it, I think Cody finished it, because if I'm not mistaken, I poured my glass into his. I was not a fan of this. I sipped it as long as I could. But by the time I got to, like, the last two sips, I pretty much just I stuck it in his glass, whatever. He downed it like a champ. I had looked this thing up, and, like, they were giving this thing, like, 8 out of 10 stars and 3.5s out of 5s. And, like, you know, I got to tell you, I don't know what the fuck they were smoking. And I don't really drink rum all that much, I guess. I drink it every now and then here. It was one of the worst goddamn pours I think I've ever had, to be honest. And I see a lot of positive reviews on it. A lot of positive reviews. I thought it was just bland as shit. I thought it had no flavor. There was like this little hint of a spice in there. And I was trying to figure out, what the fuck is that supposed to do? Like what was that about? Like, why even have it? I guess because it's rum, you just gotta have a little bit of it. It was just lacking in complexity and weakness. Now, I could be completely wrong with this, people, because I don't drink rum as much, and I'm sure the godfather of rum that's out there probably saying, you don't know rum or anything like that. I thought this was just weak as shit. I thought it was, like, simplistic character. It tasted... I wouldn't even go as far as say it tastes like artificial or everything like that. But I was just like, And then there was like a little hint. I got some hints of chocolate in there as well, too. I mean, I was trying my best or whatever. It tastes like a bitter dark chocolate. And I wasn't feeling that at all. I didn't like any of this. I remember some toffee and like toffee, dark fruits, and like dark chocolate. I don't know why that combination just didn't work or whatever. I think mainly because what it was is it just didn't stick out prominently enough. It almost like they just threw shit in a glass and just said, there you go. And it was like, it wasn't like, I don't want to say aged properly, but it just wasn't blended together properly. And I just thought it was just shit as all hell. Like drinking that, you'd just be like, I don't even remember how much I spent on that, but it was probably, I got 2 glasses, 2 2-ounces. Oh man, that shit probably came out to like $30-something, maybe $38 for 2 glasses. So, I mean, give or take. Either way, I thought it was horrible. It was probably one of the worst sips I had this year. And that was coming off having one of the best sips of the year I had, too, which was the Tesla Tequila. So, yeah, that's my review of El Dorado 15. Now, back on this one right here that I'm calling Ivory. Ivory is just boring as shit. I mean, and you know the thing is too, is I'm no cocktail expert or anything like that. I got this little lime sitting on top of my glass. I know I made it correctly too. I put a teaspoon of lime juice in there, about a half an ounce of a simple syrup, and then I would say 1.75. And then another 75. Yeah, I probably put like 2.25 liter I use a Selvaray white rum on this. I figured that was the lightest rum I had. And even though that shit's not really that light neither. But it really was the lightest rum I had. As far as like clear rum. And it tastes fine. I actually think people would... Well, if I had, like, you know, my mom over and, like, some of her girlfriends, I guess, I think they would actually enjoy this. But, me sipping on this, I'm just gonna, like, it's boring, doesn't have no complexity to it. I mean, it's a daiquiri, I guess I shouldn't be kind of complaining about, these complaints are gonna sound weird, because it really is just a daiquiri, so at the same time, it's like, can you really complain about something with such little subtle ingredients and stuff? Yes, you can. The answer to that is yes, you totally can. And I sip that and I just go like, it's just uninspiring. It's just, it's got nothing going for it. I don't even know why people make this shit. I see why they put it now in like bottles already pre-made to sell, because it's like, that's exactly where that shit belongs. And the more I sip it, the more I just go like, brunch with the family sounds much better. Cody, you ain't missing shit. I gotta tell you. You ain't missing a damn thing. Mm. Man, that is... that might be the laziest shit. You know, I had to clean dishes to make this shit, too. Like, so... I actually did put work into it. Some TLC, if you will. No Lisa Left Eye, though. She crazy as shit. She fine as a motherfucker, though, but she crazy as shit. May she rest in peace. Man, whew. Man, that is just... That is just not my jam. It doesn't do anything for me. I mean, these lighter drinks like daiquiris and mojitos and stuff like that. I mean, you gotta bring some kind of excitement to it. And I've had good mojitos where I go like, oh shit, that's really good. This right here, I mean, I would have thought the liquor would have stayed out stronger on it, which is why we come over to Ebony over here a little bit. In a bit, but no, it doesn't even do that. It's like really, if I want to say any positive, you can't fuck this drink up making it. If you fuck this drink making it up, you might be the slowest human being in all of the world. And that's a testament to have, because there's a lot of slow motherfuckers out there. But I know some personally. I'm a little slow sometimes, I'm not gonna lie, whatever, but I know something that's slow like 24 fucking 7, like they are the slowest motherfuckers ever. If you fuck this up though, you might have to go in the Guinness Book of World Records as the slowest motherfucker of the year. You know, I can consistently sip on it, not have any complaints. I mean, I did pull out the nice glasses for shit, too, I did. Pulled out the nice fucking... Because they're the only ones that look like daiquiri glasses, so... Yeah, pulled out the nice glasses for them, and... I was going to say maybe you could sip this while playing video games, but right now I think I got Call of Duty in the Xbox and what's in the PS5. Either Hogwarts or Spider-Man, and I don't see any of these being paired with any of those games, so... I can see you on Call of Duty right now. You drinking a daiquiri? What kind of pussy are you? Like, so yeah, I think I'm good on that. I'm gonna give that a 1.5. It's fine. It does what it needs to do. It's just boring and uninspiring. It's just the funniest thing about it, it literally tastes just like daiquiris that are already pre-made. There is no fucking difference here. So, I mean, it does that right. So that 1.5, it's not a 1.5 out of like, damn, get this toddler out of my face or whatever and stuff. No, it's because I hate kids. No. This is made more in the sense of like, 1.5 is like, you can make it, I mean, if you want, but, like, don't get all excited to have this. So, this is boring to me. And it is hot as shit. I'm glad that AC just kicked on, because I was like, what the hell is going on here? That thing's on a timer when it comes on, when it gets to its peak hottest. Yeah, so 1.5 for this. I mean, I bet if I made this at the office, people would go crazy for it because they don't have any taste buds, but, you know, hey. Yeah, you can just slide out the way now. I also want to talk about Stitcher. Stitcher is a platform for podcast. Man, it's like literally the OG of platform for podcasts. Man, when I first got into the podcast game, before I was winning awards and stuff like that or whatever, you know, before there was a website, before there was sponsors, before there was fucking... all types of platforms. I mean, we're going back to 2011, you know, when I first started doing podcasting. And Stitcher was always the one. I remember when I would listen to Lena's podcast that she did back in the day. And, like, she just, like, promoted the hell out of Stitcher for use. Because it really was, like, the only thing that you could use. Apple Podcasts didn't exist. It was just iTunes straight up. And Google Play and all that stuff, that didn't exist neither. Audio Boom, which is the platform I use, they didn't even exist, you know. None of these platforms really existed. Stitcher was the OG. Well, it looks like they're going to be no longer around. I got an email a few weeks ago, per se. And they sent out a reminder of it, and I was just like, I keep forgetting to bring up the... But yeah, they sent this morning. Oh, how the fuck did I miss that? So they sent me in the morning that the Stitcher app and website, including our Stitcher Premium service, will end operations on August 29th, 2023. After this date, listeners will no longer be able to access your show on the Stitcher app. Most Stitcher website pages will be redirected to our sister app, Pandora. Is that still a fucking thing? People's like, how the hell did Pandora still alive today? No new listener data after August 29 will populate via hosting services. We also encourage you to add your podcast to Creator Connect, a part of SiriusXM, which will help you easily distribute your content across more podcast platforms, more millions of listeners like Pandora. You need to stop. See, that's why you close them. See, you're over here promoting Pandora. Don't nobody listen to fucking Pandora. So we have like a small amount of listeners on Pandora. Majority of our audience, they use Apple Podcasts. And then the next one after that would be what's the fuck is the name of that platform that people use to listen to music and stuff? Spotify. Yeah, I can personally give a fuck about Spotify. And then, actually, it might be Google beating Spotify now. I forgot. I literally just sent Cody something from, like, 2 weeks ago. Those were stats or whatever. And it might have been Spotify over that. But, either way, raising my glass out to the OG Stitcher. Like I said, back in the day, when I first started, me and Lena, we had all the other platforms. But I think she was mainly, situated with Stitcher. So, that's what I would promote too as well, because I didn't know anything about, like, as far as what platforms, and I was just a mouthpiece. I didn't know shit about the inside deals or what was the bigger platform, if you will, back in the day. So, Stitcher, man, was always good to us. Like I said, I used to do a lot of the old stuff on there, up until I got the website. Once I got the website, I didn't really promote shows or anything like that, or any of the apps. I was literally promoting the website. All the content was there, you know. Go to the website and just hit the play button, and, you know, it worked as if, like, it was an MP3 file, you know. So that was, I guess it was an MP3 file, really. So, but then I lost the website. So now I'm back on using platforms for the last drop, and which I'm much very happier, to be honest. I gotta say, I don't really have to do any work. If anybody knows anything about me right now, I'm fucking tired, okay? I'm old, I'm fucking tired. So the littlest amount of work I have to do, the fucking better. My work on here, I open up a bottle, I pour that shit in the glass, I hit the record button, and I just start talking shit. Perfect. And it takes me about an hour to an hour and a half on my Sunday. Or my Monday, I should say, because you guys listen on Monday. So what I love about this is, like, I don't really have to do much work. I tell Cody, I don't do no fucking edit. Like, I edit whatever the fuck, like, something sounds bad, I'll probably edit that, but I don't do much editing. And the little bit I do, I try to get the show up as quickly as possible because, hey, your godfather here has a personal life, you know? And I like to continue living that personal life, you know? Got babies to kiss and people to see and shit like that. So, and I fucking am grinding every fucking day of the week. So the last thing I really want to be doing is, like, extra work on top of that. I know that's cool for some people, but fuck that. I can give a shit about it. I'm not doing extra work these days. And especially the older I get, the less my work. Let me rephrase that. My outside work of the career is when I, like, start, like, okay, this ain't really worth my time or anything like that or whatever. And I've learned a very valuable lesson that time is every fucking thing. And you will not be taking that from me. So, and it's funny enough, I hate to say it, but, like, I get a lot of people that come to me with ideas and I just go, like, yeah, that sounds cool. Yeah, you can go do that. You can go do that, but I definitely will not be doing that. So I will say, being back on a platform like Audio Boom, which is what I use, makes things so much easier. It's just so much easier. That website, it took a lot of fucking work, man. And you constantly had to watch it, too. I stayed signed in on that website just to look in the back end. I'm saying. And then the moment I like let my guard down is when the site pretty much just got fucked up or whatever, you know. So, but nonetheless, though, Stitcher, thanks for everything. They've been great. Like I said, started this in, Jesus Christ, 2011. Yeah, 2011 was the first ever podcast I ever did. And, wow, still doing it. I think I've only taken one break in between, and that's when I stopped the last one and switched over the last drop. And that might have been just been, fuck, that might have been a 2 month time, 2 or 3 month time period. So I had a 2 or 3 month period. Ever since then, I've been like on point as far as like, not back then it was really bad too, because all my free time was going to that stuff. So like, it was like non fucking stop every week. And it's funny because I was talking to somebody, I went to some events last week, and people were asking me about the podcast and stuff like that. And they go like, for real, you're weekly? I was like, yeah, very weekly. I stay consistent on it. Because, you know, I treat that part at least like a like it is a full-time job and stuff like that. And I just remember, fuck, back then, I was doing multiple shows, man. I was doing, not to mention reviews. So it would be like 2 to 3 reviews maybe, and then like 3 shows a week. Fuck, man, I was getting tired. Oh, man, those were the days. I am so glad I don't have to do that now. Now I just do one show a week, and like I said, it takes like between, sometimes when Cody's not here, it takes me like 30 to 40 minutes, and when he is here, it's like an hour, 20 minutes or so, and that's all my day. Let's move on to Ebony now. I see Ebony's over here, just, and I'm getting notifications on ESPN, I don't know what the fuck is going on, but Ebony is sitting here, and it's just like, why won't you drink me? And the answer to that, Ebony, is real simple. I'm fucking scared of you. I gotta be honest, I don't even remember what the hell I stuck in this thing. I stuck my Traveler's Rum in there. I'm looking at that bottle over there. I reviewed that last year. Dude, this look like, I ain't gonna lie, I'm kind of nervous. So I stuck some bitters in this. I stuck some tablespoon of lime juice. Or was it lemon? I don't even remember now. I think it was lime. I had both out. I don't know. I was like I said, I was cleaning the fridge. I had both out. I don't remember what I stuck. I think it was lime. Simple syrup, aromatic bitters, and about 2 ounces of Traveler's. What year was that? The rum I reviewed last year. I know the proof on that fucking thing is high. It's like at least about 140 or something like that. So I wanted the darker. I wanted to see what it would look like on a darker kind of daiquiri per se. Because you usually don't see that. And it looks like a cappuccino. Let's sip this thing. Nope. Mm-mm. Ooh. That fucking thing is sweet as shit. Oh, God. Ooh, nope. Oh, boy. Oh, ooh. Ooh, that... Ooh wee. The fuck is that? Now it's no longer sweet now. It's burning. Oh no. Mm-mm. Oh, I gotta sip this again. Hold on. That tastes like cherries and shit now. Oh no. Oh, there's something in there. It's hitting the tip of the tongue. It just doesn't work. The finish is actually not bad. The finish is fine. It has no burn to it though, or no sting like the actual rum does. But there is something hitting me in the stomach right now. Like it's punching me. And it's on the right side, kinda. And that just doesn't feel right, man. I don't know what the fuck that nose is. This thing is dead inside. There is no nose notes on this. This thing is completely fucking dead. It has no soul. This shit is soulless. There is no nose. And the taste bud, I don't know where the fuck that cherry note is coming from. there's too much of something on here. It's actually, I can actually see it in my head. There is too much of something in here, and it's making it too bittery, chocolatey, and like just too sweet on the tip of the tongue palate area or whatever, and it just fucks the whole experience up. The finish is actually not that bad, because on the finish, it starts to mellow out a little bit more. I don't know what this abomination is, but this shit should never be in a glass again. This gotta get a fuck it right here. This is, because I ain't sipping this shit no more. I'll take one more sip, but,
Oh, shit. You just can't get past that fucking first sip.
Ah, damn, the tip of that tongue, dude. It fucks with you. Oh. But once again, the finish is not that bad. Oh. Yeah, no, I gotta stay with my fuck it. I don't think... Leaves an aftertaste, too, on the tongue. I can taste that shit still. Yeah, that's gotta get a fuck it. I don't care if the finish came out okay. That is weird how that just switches. It's usually the reverse. It's usually where the palate is just, like, kind of plain, and then the finish kind of... I'm like, oh, okay, it's either nothing there or there's something. Here, the palate is just, like, so unfucking bearable. But the finish is nice and clean, and you don't get that bittery aftertaste, neither. So, I gotta give that a fuck it. I don't know what that is, where that chocolate scents. It's gotta be the rum. I know where the fucking sweetness is. That is a simple syrup like a motherfucker. I can taste that shit. The lime or lemon, whichever juice, I think it was the lime that I used. I didn't even taste that anymore. That shit just buried. I mean, it probably couldn't survive the proof of the liquor here. That chocolate taste, though, that shit tastes horrible. You know what it tastes like? It tastes like chocolate raspberry. And I'm one of those guys, if you put fruit in my chocolate, you can go jump off a fucking cliff. Fuck you. I don't want healthiness in my chocolate. I had a drink yesterday at this restaurant, and I told the lady, because I asked for a margarita, and she said, would you like salt on the rim? I said, I'm black, okay? I need to make one healthy decision of the day, okay? And she just started laughing. She was like, I had to ask either way. I just said, I know, but like, you know, salt, cholesterol, come on now. Let's not raise that up now, you know? Sipping this now, yeah, this kind of pissed me off now. It's like, I love cranberry juice. It's like mixing cranberry juice with raspberry. You can go fuck yourself, Ocean Spray. I don't know why you decided to do that, but you can go fuck yourself. You know, you can go fuck yourself for that and for not sending me a lifetime supply of cranberry. I've been supporting you for fucking since sixth grade. You can't even fucking send me a goddamn whatever. I'm not bitter about it. I'm not petty. I'm not sipping that no more. I need to get that out of my hand. That needs to stay far over there. That abomination should never ever be in a glass again. As a matter of fact, I gotta take a photo of this because I want people to understand Ebony and Ivory. And we'll put that in, look, everything in the background. It's all Last Drop-ish. But you know what? I want to get the... Look at that. That shit. That is weird. That shit look like chocolate. Okay. Get out of here. You know what? It makes me want to go back to Ivory. Actually, no, it doesn't. Okay. Well, I gotta say, Rum Month wasn't really all that, you know. I guess the first 2 weeks for me it was. I mean, that white rum from Bruno Mars was pretty fucking good. And the Last Drop, that is like phenomenal right there. Other than that, though, I mean, Cody week and this week, this is pretty forgettable, to be honest. I won't forget that because I know never to do anything again like that. Sorry to say, Daiquiris, I don't think you've done anything to change my mind or my opinion on, is this like a prominent cocktail out in the cocktail world? Well, I gotta tell you, I just made two of them, and, no. So, Ebony and Ivory was a fail. So, next week is Bourbon Heritage Month, where we'll be doing a lot of bourbon stuff. I'm thinking I'm just changing it into just doing, like, straight up, like, bourbon infused. I'm like, wine that was aged in bourbon barrels, tequila that was aged in bourbon barrels, you know, that type of stuff. But you know what? No, I'll just keep it all bourbon. If Cody wants to bring a regular bourbon on, that's fine. But I'm really imploring more of, like, other spirits that were aged in bourbon. And obviously, Whiskey Week, I'm going to do a straight bourbon because I can't be the godfather of whiskey and not do just a straight bourbon of something. But then after that, I'm going straight with the other spirits that were aged in different in bourbon barrels. So we're going to be doing that. Shit, October's coming up. That's Mezcal month. Well, I got my bottles of Mezcal already. So yeah, I'm good on Mezcal month. Bourbon Heritage month, I'm good on that one too. Then November, I believe that is a straight, you know, old school or standard whiskey and beer month. We might need it after Mezcal month. You gotta have a plan. And then, man, I'm more excited about Armagnac and Cognac month, man. That's my jam right there. I'm waiting for that. I can't say what it is, but I got that shit. So, yeah, so I'm gonna wrap up the show here, people. Hope you enjoyed this edition here. Been running on for like 36, 37 minutes now. I need to go eat something and go clear my palate out because that was fucking horrible. Cody made a wise decision of going to brunch over this because, yeah, this is a no-no. Don't ever do this again here. So, thank you everybody for tuning in. Check out next week. Bourbon Heritage Month is coming at you. And I am your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB. And like we always say, livers will never be the same and glasses will never be dry.